Blog Talk Radio.
OPM Live Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Bernadette Nickelberry, and tonight on the line we have Mr. Victor Clark, producer, director, and videographer. How are you today, sir?
Oh, doing pretty good, pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay. How was your day today?
Well, you know, it was busy as usual. You know, I had a new client come over today, actually introduced to me by Mr. Will Odom, who hooked this whole thing up, and her name was Belinda, and she's a gospel singer that sang with Kirk Franklin, you know, when it kind of first jumped off, and she's ready to get back in the studio, so we had probably about an hour or so meeting that went really, really, really well. So,
Mr. Odom is very good at what he does.
Man, he is
he's
very, very, very
up.
Good.
He
is that guy. Sure. I'm blessed to have
guy.
Him on my team.
And we are as well. He is that guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mr. Clark, tell us a little bit about yourself, what you got going on as a producer, a director, and a videographer. You're a very busy person.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's kind of, you know, and there's actually more to it than that, actually, but, you know, I'll just speak on those three right there.
No, share whatever you like.
okay, well, it kind of started as, you know, I started out in the business as a dancer and a choreographer. And then through my unique ability to dance and do that, you know, I ended up traveling all over the world, you know, doing shows in Tokyo, Yokohama, Kobe, Kyoto, Nagoya, Osaka, you know, places like that. And then I ended up doing some choreography for a band that got signed to a major record deal and started touring the world again with a band and the U.S. and that's what got me into the music business and, you know, picked up the keyboard and didn't know I really had that gift or that skill. Started touching that and it turned into a business and opened up my first recording studio in the One Urban Plaza. Ran that for like 13 years. And then I just kind of stopped doing that because, you know, like in the business, go through a lot of trials, a lot of tribulations, a lot of betrayals, and it helped a lot of people, and you got to get a lot of daggers in your back. So I kind of stopped doing it and just started kind of focusing on my own thing. And then I took my producing and started working with my son. Baby Faz, and, you know, it kind of started when he was 9, and then we brought some dancers in eventually, Diamond and Daraja, and then they kind of started singing along with him, and then it just morphed into a group, and I've been, you know, behind them ever since. And they're like 14, 15, 16 now. And, you know, we've done over 400 shows. I mean, they've done Six Flags, Mary's Back to School, charity events, churches, you know, you name it. And there's some very, very talented youngsters, and that's my number one priority is to see them reach their goal, and I'm going to grind and do everything I can within my power to get them there. You know, so.
Right.
Yeah. And then.
You don't look at looking at your photo, you don't look that old. You look, I thought you were very young.
Well, you know how it is. You know, they say black don't crack, you know, and I've been, you know, and then my years of dancing, you know, all those years kept my body into a very form, into a nice form. So, you know,
okay.
Definitely a blessing right there as well.
Okay.
You know, and then, you know, I have a clothing line, Victor Clark Clothing Company. Which, you know, like when I went private to my home out in Grand Prairie, I also started my line of clothes, and it kind of, you know, I started that and it kind of took off, and I was able to promote it because a television show called Inside DFW that was on Ion Network, you know, they heard about what I do with music and brought me on deck to be the music supervisor for the show. But they didn't really have a budget to pay me like that. So they said, well, you know what? You can run free commercials on Ion. I was like, oh, okay. So a friend of mine, Audrey Newsom, let me borrow her little camera, just a small HD camera. And I took that and started directing my own commercials for my clothing line. And so through that, I ended up promoting
okay.
my line on television for a whole year.
So is it Victor Clark Clothing Company?
Yeah. But I have a website called VictorClarkStore.com.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. Nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, you know, that's another thing. And then I ended up, you know, right place, right time. And then my life ended up being, I ended up getting a national spread, 4 pages in Lifestyle Magazine, you know. And that was, it was kind of funny how that happened too, because I was actually at this, it's called the Fraser Net, and you know this guy I know, you know, Success Express Marketing Company, you know, he had made his way off into the venue, and he had obtained two booths. And so he said, hey, man, he called me. Come on, man, I got a booth up here. Bring all your stuff. It's a lot of connections. Brought my stuff up there. He set me all up. You know, we right front and center, you know. And then at one point the seminar started, and then we went into the ballroom to listen to that. But then after I came out, I noticed all my stuff was gone. Somebody moved my stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, so it was another girl that he invited. She wanted to be in front and center, so she took my stuff and moved it way down on the side over there and put her stuff up. You know,
wow.
I started to be mad, but, you know, well, you know, I said, well, you know, that's all right. You know, God don't even like ugly like that, so, you know, I ain't going to say nothing. I'm going to go down here and post it right here. But guess where she moved me? Right next to Lifestyle Magazine.
She didn't even know.
Yeah, she didn't even know.
The guy has a way of setting it up for you without you even knowing he's setting it up. You was out. And so what? It's a good thing you did not get upset. You didn't show any, you know, animosity.
Right.
You just went head on
So,
you know, whatever. And then guess what? You were right there where you needed to be.
Right where I need to be. You know, and you know, and that's the story of my life, really. You know, I'm very, very mild-mannered, laid back, you know, just a big helper. I love helping people, and, you know, and I think helping people is also the force of my blessings. You know, I think you can't outgive God, so the more you give, the more you receive.
Tell me a little bit about composing the music for Adam Sandler feature film.
All this stuff just kind of fell in my lap. At the time, I was working with this little girl named Katie Painter. She was 7 years old. And, I started Mel was producing her album. Her mother, you know, was really excited about that. And she was always looking and making connections and stuff for it. And she was at Guitar Center, and she saw this guy just talking on the phone, and she just heard him talking music stuff. And she just stepped to him, and you know, she convinced him to come to the studio to see what I had going on with the little girl. And this guy ended up being his name is I-Rock. And he ended up being one of the music supervisors for Adam Sandler. So they saw what I did and liked my music, liked everything I was doing. And so what really kind of nailed it is one of the other music supervisors out in L.A., Brian Bonwell, flew down to Dallas from L.A. to check me out. And so since I always keep a good reputation, I got so much love all everywhere that everywhere I took them, we were VIP. Every venue, we never had to wait in line. Straight through the door.
Holding on and hanging in there are signs of great strength.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Some people believe that holding on and hanging in there are signs of great strength. But however, there are times.
Hello? You hear me? Go ahead.
Oh, I didn't do it because I'm trying to do the email.
Hello?
Mr. Clark, are you there?
Yes, this is Victor.
Oh, not sure what happened.
I don't either.
Just go ahead, continue.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I just got a text from James. He just texted me, keep talking, we can hear you. So I didn't hear nothing. I didn't hear anything. I just heard music. And so he just texted me. What's up, James? Shout out to No Hate Aware. Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, I couldn't hear anything. I'm just not sure what happened.
Yeah, I don't know. But I think I was, I'm not even sure where I left off at.
You was left off talking about Adam Sandler, the big one.
Okay. And so, when they came to town, I was able to, they saw the love I had in the city. Like, everybody was showing me love everywhere, you know. Going in, no lines, no wait, everybody showing love. And what really pushed it through the roof is we were a good friend of mine who was the music director for 97.9, the beat, DJ Big Bink, was doing a live remote from a club. And we were driving in the car, and I called him and told him who I was with. I said, I want you to shout them out on the radio right now. Hung up the phone. A few minutes later, he's shouting them out on the radio. So that was like, wow, this guy's really, really got some clouds connected. And I just really was impressive. And so from there, that's how I got put on to get my first a major television placement on The Benchwarmers with Adam Sandler. And then those same guys went on to help me get my music placed in television shows like Lincoln Heights on the ABC Family Channel, Crash on Stars, Love Game on the Oxygen Channel. You know, then I got a chance to do commercials for McDonald's and Proline hair products and all that cool stuff.
And, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And so
how was it, how does it feel, you know, when you're out and about and a lot of people know you? What's that feeling?
Well, you know, I really don't even go out that much, but, you know, I try not to be even out in the public eye that often. But it's, you know, it is definitely, I'm definitely starting to notice my star rising because, you know, I do get recognized quite a bit when I'm out because I do a lot of promotions and stuff like that. And lately, you know, a few things I've been doing lately, you know, I just, joined forces with this guy named Andre Petrie, which he's an actor. You know, he done plays with Tyler Perry and Morris Chestnut and, you know, and things of that nature. His business partner is Charlene Brown from A Different World. And this past weekend, we just shot his first music video called Curious. And, you know, and I was able, it was like $1 million video set up. You know, we had a $3.2 million mansion, had the brand new Bentley drop top, the Corvettes. I mean, it was just an amazing thing. And we had drones flying everywhere, had 4K cameras. It was really, really an extraordinary event. Shout out to Dante Wesley, you know, for helping us out, to Lance Sawyer for helping us out, you know, Miss Princess and the phenomenal women. A lot of people came out and supported us, you know. And a cool shout out to my boy Cool Pop. Yeah, and so that went very, very well. That's going, so just look out for Andre Petrie and that whole project. It's moving. It's got God's arms wrapped around it as well. And we're moving.
What type of video is it?
You know, it's a more like I guess it's a love story. It's a love story,
okay.
You know, yeah, something like that. But it's a romantic and energetic, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, and yeah, but we'll it'll probably be released in a couple of weeks. Right now, we're working on it.
You began as a dancer and ended up being a producer. Did you ever see that coming?
I had no clue. I thought I was going to be a famous choreographer and that, you know, I did not see. It's amazing how God has all these things for you and planned out that you don't even know about. And so, like, I stand here today and had no idea that I'd be playing the keys, playing the drums, producing, sequencing, writing, composing, then pick up the cameras and then shoot video, do photography, edit. I mean, it's just an array of things I'm doing now that I had no idea that I'd be doing. And I don't even know what the future holds. And I know what I want to do in the future is you know, I just really directed my first a huge project as far as video goes, but I'm really looking to get into the movie business and direct the films. You know,
well, I'm sure
and
we'll get there.
Yeah, you know, and I want to produce, I want to direct those big films, those big Marvel comic type films, Iron Man, you know, Hulk, the Avengers, you know, I want to do those big colossal movies like Avatar, that kind of stuff. You know,
oh, so the kid
really
in you
was.
Is coming out now. So the kid in you is coming out. Okay.
Those things
are so noisy to me when I watch them. I'm like, oh my goodness, the sound. But it's just a lot. I don't even know how they can figure out what's going on. It's just so much going on. Things dropping, things popping, and Oh, wow. Yeah. I can't even keep up with those fish. But I watch them because I've always tried to see if the good guy going to win in the end.
Right. Yeah. But also lately, too, you know, I've been doing shows with Vanilla Ice as well. You know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So I been doing a show. I did one with him like about a month and a half ago. We were in my Palm Beach, Florida, with Salt and Pepper and Color Me Bad, and that was a real cool concert. Then we just did another show recently at for the 4th of July in Gun Barrel City with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Vanilla Ice, all that, you know, Corey Thompson. I mean, it was a spectacular show. It was awesome. So my dancing, my ability to still dance is still opening doors for me to do other things too and build relationships in other places. And also, too, you know, I'm also working with Greg Ellis, formerly of the Dallas Cowboys, and I'm working on the soundtrack for the Carter High School movie, mm-hmm. which I have, you know, Baby Faz Crew. My group, is their song is going to debut on that project as well. So I got them there too.
Well, Mr. Clark, I see you are a very, very busy person, and I applaud you in all that you do. When we first started, I told you how much time you had to talk, and you said, I cannot. Well, I don't talk very much, so I probably won't be able to talk for 25 minutes. But you've done a very great job. You've done an excellent job of sharing everything that you're involved in and how everything came about. So we have a few minutes left. If you can please tell our listening audience how they can connect with you, how they can contact you, and anything that you would like to share at this particular moment. I do apologize for that small glitch. I'm not sure exactly what happened. But you have a few minutes that you can give your contact information.
Okay. Well, you know, I just want to, shout-outs to Addison Payne, Monica Wells, and Linda Amison, you know, Dr. Linda Amison. I was on her show a couple of weeks ago. That was pretty awesome. And, you know, just if you want to reach me, you can find me on Facebook at Faz Clark, which is P as in Paul, H as in Happy, A as in Astronomical, Z as in Zebra, Z as in Zucchini. That's two Z's. So Faz Clark on Facebook. You know, and my website, fascination.com, PHAZZANATION, fascination.com. So, you know, that's pretty much it right there. You know, and I just want to, let everybody know you have to, keep God first. You know, you have to commit to the Lord in whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Absolutely.
Keep it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's been our pleasure to have you on OPM Live Blog Talk Radio. And I do wish you well in everything that you do. You are a very busy person. One day I do hope to have the chance to meet you.
And thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it. And if there's anything that I could do to help you or bless you, just, you know, let me know.
Okay, I will definitely do that. Thank you so very much.
You're absolutely welcome. Have a blessed one. To you, sir.
Okay, thank you. We would like to thank all of our sponsors. And we're leaving you with this coming from Galatians 2 and 9 in the 10th verse coming from the King James Version of the Bible. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and we are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Leaving you with our closing song, Release the Sound by Mr. John Murray. I am your host, Perna V. Nickelberry, and have a great day.
We sanctify. Our voices sing,
our voices.